This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One hesitates to anthropomorphize the stock market, especially given that thing that I always say about it. But it did seem to be trying to make a point today to say something specifically. Whoa. Everybody just slow down. States have reopened in varying degrees. Testing and virus numbers and hospitalizations and also deaths are rising in a lot of places. And it sure seems traders got the memo for today anyway, because it's always a brand new adventure at the corner of Wall Street and Broad when that opening bell goes in the mornings, right? But while we may be done with the virus is clearly not done with this economy. And so the conversation is turning from reopening to reclosing, more lockdowns. And whether it makes sense to at least partially even reclose some businesses, say restaurants, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looked into how that might work.
Well, the first time this happened in March, it wasn't pretty. Restaurant owners found out all of a sudden they had to shut down dine-in service. And when that happens, to start, you have way more food than you need to fulfill takeout orders.
What do you do with it long term? You could try to sell it off to supermarkets.
Mike Haller is a manager at UL Everclean, which advises restaurants on food safety. Or you could sell the food directly to consumers, turn your restaurant into a little grocery store. You could also freeze the food and hope it stays good for a while. Also, you got to call your suppliers and tell them, actually, I won't be needing those 10 cartons of tomatoes, and I don't know how many I do need.
You know, most of these food facilities, they go off of same store sales, so they can look back in history and find out, like, well, we need so many pounds of shrimp this week. And with these disruptions, that makes it an absolute nightmare for knowing what to order because these are unprecedented times.
Shutting down again would also hurt sales. And a restaurant is not going to make up the difference with takeout. All of this puts small restaurants in particular at risk. Vlad Richter is CEO of the tech platform Zenput. It advises big restaurant chains like Domino's and Sweetgreen. He says if you own one location and it's in a place under mandated lockdown, that could wipe you out.
Especially if you just ordered $10,000 worth of inventory and you had to toss $5,000 of it out because it just, you know, you can't hold it for, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks or whatever the time period is.
He says the big chains would be in a better position to get through another round of lockdowns because they have lots of cash and lots of locations. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.